Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist. That is, you know, I've been in psychotherapy for 6 years working on myself, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of this disorder, these traits, toxic people, and whatever in general, because y'all know everybody's not a narcissist, y'all. Today's episode is going to be about narcissist and karma. When will that damn narcissistic, toxic, evil beep get their karma? When do they ever get their karma? I've done karma videos before, y'all, but y'all know as I grow, as I do more videos, as I understand my mind more and study other narcissistic people, my views change. My views change a little bit. They alter a little bit. So do narcissists get, like a lot of people ask me, when will they get their karma? What if I told you that they're already getting their karma? What if I told you that we as a lot of narcissist people, we are already getting our karma, especially the self-aware narcissist. I just feel like karma as a self-aware narcissist comes faster because we realize the stuff that we've done, and it puts us in this emotional state. This shame hits us all at once. Like once you take Neo in the Matrix, once you took the red pill and woke up in the Matrix, life was never the same for him. You see what I'm saying? Like, and that's how it kind of is when you're dealing with, as a narcissist, that's kind of how it kind of is. Like, life is never going to be the same again. Like, the shame, the doubt, the shame and all the stuff, the karma hits us right then and there. And that might not be enough for some people, but what if I told you, you're a narcissistic person in your life right now, even if they left you, even if they appear to be happy with somebody else, what if they're receiving their karma? What if this is their karma? What if their karma is losing you? But Lee, that's not enough. I want to see pain. I want vengeance. I want them to hurt. I want to see this. I want to see them in pain. If you try to rush karma, or put karma on somebody else, it's going to boomerang and hit your ass. I promise you. It's a karmic boomerang. You take your damn boomerang and you like, and you know you shouldn't throw it. You know it's a boomerang. It's this karma that you have is boomerang shaped. You just like, I can ruin their life with this device right here. I can ruin their life with this mechanism right here. I can ruin their damn life. And you don't realize it's shaped like a boomerang. I'm like, and people tell you, don't force karma on that person. Don't try to put karma on them. Don't try to blow their life up. Don't try to destroy their life. Don't say this. Don't say that. You like, I can't wait. And you throw it. You throw it. Guess what? It hits that narcissistic person. It ruins their life. Their reputation is ruined. All this stuff starts happening to them. But guess what? It's a boomerang, remember? So it hits them, and guess what? You turn around, you turn around, right? You throw it, it hits them. You see their life being destroyed. You feel good right there in the moment. So guess what? You turn around, you're celebrating, and all of a sudden you hear this sound right here. Close your eyes very quick, y'all. You throw that karmic boomerang. It hits them, destroy their reputation is out. They've outed everything they did to you is out in the open. And guess what happened? You turn around, you smile. You're like, I did it. It's like you blew up a building. Like, I did it. And then all of a sudden you hear this sound right here. You're like, what's that? It's getting closer, right? It's getting closer and louder. So you turn around, guess what it is? Bow! It's the boomerang. It's the karmic boomerang. Something happens to you now. Something happens to you. You get hurt. You get sick. You lose your job. Your reputation is ruined because as you took them down, you took yourself down. You see what I'm saying? You can't rush karma onto somebody else. That boomerang is going to swing back and it's going to hit you. It felt good in the moment to be able to be the person that delivers their karma to them. But sooner or later, it's going to bow, karma is in our existence. As a narcissist, I can say my karma is in my existence because I feel like I will always be chasing happiness and that I will never achieve full contentment, full happiness, full joy. I will never be happy in the moment. I will never be happy with what I have right now because I'll always be wanting more. That narcissistic person in your life might be feeling the exact same way, but I know, I understand how the human mind works, that that might not be enough for you. Aha. So like preacher Lee back. Preacher Lee, preacher Pauly from where's preacher Pauly from my movie people. Where's preacher Pauly? Preacher Pauly. Eddie Murphy's in the movie, y'all. Vampire Brooklyn. Preacher Pauly. Preacher Lee, you see what I'm saying? Don't try to force that karma, because my karma, like literally, y'all, that narcissistic person's karma is the fact that they can appear to be happy. We can be happy in the moment, but it will fade. It will go away. The happiness fades and goes away. You just have to trust the process and move on. What if you were the best thing to ever happen to this person? What if their karma is actually losing you, but they have to lose you? They cannot lose you by you pursuing them. They cannot lose you by you turning on the narcissist TV. They cannot lose you by you begging and pleading for closure. They cannot lose you as long as you're staying attached to them, watching them live their life, watching them be happy. They cannot lose you in that circumstance, in those situations. So they have to lose you for it to be their karma, for this to possibly be their karma. They have to lose you. Let losing you be their karma. Why can't that be their karma? Why is that not enough? And I know how people work. The lead is not enough. I need to see pain. Okay, throw your look, y'all. You are a grown adult ass person. Throw your boomerang. Throw it. It's not going to hit me. It's going to hit you. Throw your boomerang. I've thrown my karmic boomerangs before. Trust me. That's how I know they come back. I forced karma on people. I'm like, all right, bet you did this to me. Boom. And guess what? I blow their building up. And guess what? Didn't realize their building was attached to mine. Their building is burning down. The fire jumps from their building and burns mine down too. That's how it happens. Boom. I blew that building down. My building's right beside their building. Mine burns down too. What if their karma is losing you, but you have to let them lose you? What if karma is missing out? What if their karma is not being able to experience prolonged happiness and joy? What if our karma is persistent, perpetual boredom? What if that is? What if our karma is growing old and like we might not die alone, but we die lonely? What if that is it right there, y'all? What if that's karma for the narcissistic person? Well, they might not die alone. You understand what I'm saying, right? Everybody doesn't leave narcissists. So that narcissistic person, toxic person, whatever, they might not die alone, but they will die lonely as to not experience true happiness. Do you see what I'm saying? Do you feel what I'm saying? But they cannot get there if you're trying to force that on them. You see what I'm saying? Because when you try to force karma on somebody else, when you try to force karma on that narcissistic person, guess what happens? They might try to be happier with the new person. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying don't expose them if that's what's required to get them to leave you alone, because sometimes they can't lose you because they won't leave you alone. Remember I said earlier, let losing you be their karma. Sometimes they can't lose you because they refuse to leave you alone, because they refuse to let you go, because they refuse to move on with their lives. So they keep coming back to you. They keep coming back and forth to you, back and forth to you, playing this cyclical game of toxicity, toxic monopoly, toxic operation, toxic bingo, toxic gin rummy, toxic poker, whatever the game you playing is. Stop playing this toxic game with them, y'all. When you stop playing the game, let that be their karma. When you stop playing the game, when you stop responding to them, when you go no, what if you going no contact is their karma? But they can't get it until you do it, until you take the actions necessary to achieve your achievable. You can be happy. You have the ability to be happy. You can choose happiness. Narcissistic people, a lot of us can't choose that. We can chase it. We will be chasing it forever. And if the older we get, the slower we get. So happiness gets further away. We're chasing happiness. Bam, 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 bam. We're young, handsome, beautiful, whatever. We got money up. We're doing whatever we can to chase happiness. We're getting faster and faster and faster. But as we get older, we get slower. So happiness is still escaping us. We got wives. We got husbands. We got kids. We got grandkids. And we're still not happy. Do you see what I'm saying? What does karma look like to you? Put it in the comment. If you made it this far, what does karma look like for you? When you say I want narcissists to get their karma, what does their karma look like to you? And it doesn't have to be what I said in this video or this podcast. It doesn't have to be that. List, write it down, get it out your system. Put it in the comment section what you think their karma, what you think their karma should be. You know what I mean? It doesn't have, and this could be a vent session for you to get it off your chest, to say it out loud. Because some people internalize it and hold it in. And when you hold it in, it becomes resentment. It becomes anger. Let it out your system. If my comment section or my email have to be that, will you let it out? This is no judgment zone. I'm not going to judge you. Unless you wishing them to get 6 feet down. You know what I'm saying? But just protect your peace, y'all. Protect the peace that you can have. Most narcissistic people will never be able to experience peace. What if that's their karma? But you might not see it. I think a lot of people need to accept that you might not be around to see their karma. You just have to trust that you. I don't know if you're a believer or not. Whatever God you believe in, I don't know if you're a believer or not. You just have to trust that God or whoever your higher power is going to get them. God going to get them. But you got to let God get them. God don't need your help either. God don't need. I know people just like, well, I'm gonna help God out a little bit. I'm gonna speed the process along by dropping this screenshot on TikTok. Boom. God, here you go. Here, God, you got a head start. God don't need your head start. God don't need a head start. God got karma in his book bag. God gonna arrive and with his karma full of his book bag full of karma on that person, y'all. I just feel like I'm be chasing happiness my whole life, y'all. I feel like most narcissists, karma is their existence, is our existence. The fact that we, you know, a lot of us have hurt people and we have to live with that type of stuff like that we can never, ever, you know, some of us don't get forgiven for that. You know, some of us don't deserve to be forgiven for it. You see what I'm saying? Karma is a crazy thing, y'all. It is a wild thing. Whew. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. As much as y'all learn from me, I promise you I'll learn even more from you. Get the self-love journal on Amazon. Maybe this can help you build your karma, help you deal with that karma. So Lee Hammack self-love on Amazon. Like and subscribe for more. Put that karma in the comment section, y'all. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.